to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper and Company Law Firm
on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon. I'm Jaron Vecchio, and joining me in studio today is Chantel Beaver and Dan Edwards. Chantel is the executive director of Fuse Social, and Dan, the executive director of the Wood Buffalo Food Bank. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
And we're here to talk about an exciting event coming up on the 26th. Before we get into that, talk a little bit about your organizations. Dan, we'll start with you. It's pretty self-explanatory what the food bank is, but maybe just kind of talk a little bit about it and maybe some of the needs that you guys are in need of right now.
Yeah, exactly. So it is the Wood Buffalo Food Bank. We are providing food services to families that need our support. Our needs right now are, volunteers coming in to help us, keep our stores stocked and our hampers made, as well as we actually have the spring food drive with Mix 103 and Cruise actually being our media partner for it this year. So it's going to be super news coming forward, but it's we're going to be looking for volunteers for that pretty soon here. The signups for that will be going out.
And your hamper challenge too is underway this month.
Yes,
as well.
that's also going on. So be watching Facebook for that. There's going to be many posts. Andrew here from Harvard is participating again, doing the entire month, and showing his adventure in it. Last year, I believe he lost 17 pounds, and really struggled with it because he didn't know that he was going to need to plan his meals so much. So he's gone in this year a bit more prepared, but we'll see how he does. It's going to be a fun adventure, and we got lots of other community supports. Some people from the Center of Hope are doing it, as well as some of our volunteers, our regular volunteers, have actually signed up to participate in the challenge as well this year.
Mm-hmm. We've been kind of making fun a little bit of our program director Andrew. I believe it was earlier this week on Monday, he was drinking applesauce, and he was just like, he likes his Dr. Pepper, and he already drank them all, so he was drinking applesauce.
I told him, last year he did something like maple syrup on Kraft dinner, and I told him that if he did that again this year, I was going to give him the most angry old man arm shake that he has ever gotten in his life.
All right, and I know my one roommate, he's also doing it, and he had mentioned like just how difficult it is, not even realizing just how much you have to plan your food out and just how worried he is that he's going to be able to, you know, have enough food for the whole month.
Yeah, I did last year, and I struggled with it, especially the snacking type, because I'm a snacker. I'm a grazer. Mm-hmm. I actually finished. I still had like 3 pork chops left when I was done because I get home at the end of the day and I'd be so tired, like from the lack of other things. I was just so exhausted. I didn't want to cook. Mm-hmm. So I'd have like water and go to bed kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I lost 7 pounds doing it as well because my diet changed so much.
This is definitely a great initiative, really showing just what people who need the food bank have to go through on a monthly basis.
Well, and why we're always encouraging for those healthier items so that we can give that quality food to our clients.
And we're not mixing Kraft dinner with maple syrup.
Yeah, so that's just wrong.
So, Chantel, we mentioned you're with a few social, maybe a little less self-explanatory than the food bank.
Usually, yes.
But for those who don't know, what is Fuse Social?
So Fuse Social is a nonprofit organization that exists here in Wood Buffalo. We've been around for about 6 years, and we came to be as an amalgamation of Volunteer Wood Buffalo, Nonprofit Sector Link, and Leadership Wood Buffalo. So we focus on those needs. We focus on the social prosperity of our community, the leadership needs of our sector and community, as well as making sure that volunteers get through the doors of social profit organizations and networks. One of our big things right now, and one of our big mandates is to really drive home the importance of collaboration and networks, which is why Dan and I are here together in two different ways. So we've been working very closely with the food bank, actually, with the food drive coming up and with their needs in their warehouse, with a website we have called WB Volunteers, where we match volunteers with opportunities, a bulk of those opportunities being with the food bank recently. So Dan and I worked together on that initiative, as well as some other community initiatives such as Convergence that we're going to talk about here today. Fuse Social provides support to the social profit sector so that the social profit sector can provide support to our community residents. And we take great pride in meeting the needs of our sector, with volunteerism being one of those greatest needs. Mm-hmm.
It seems like you guys are the nonprofit that looks over the nonprofits and the social profits. Is that kind of a maybe kind of really broad, but
yeah,
is that kind
of our mission is that social profits strengthen communities, we help strengthen social profits. So you know, I think just like any system, all parts of the system have to be well to do what they need to do, and for us, we want to make sure that the residents of this community are remarkable, that they're served to the best of our social profits abilities. And to do that, we want to make sure that our social profits are well. So we provide education opportunities, leadership opportunities, training, development. We get volunteers through the door. We convene events and partnerships such as the Heart of Wood Buffalo Awards, Convergence. We're active with the municipality, active partners with the municipality for things like the social sustainability plan. Just doing what we can to ensure that our sector is supported and the residents are getting the best services possible.
Your organization, is it common that, I guess, across many communities, maybe across the province in Canada? I'm from Ontario, and I can't really, you know, pinpoint an organization such as Fuse Social in my hometown.
It's quite innovative, actually. That's a great question. And Dan and I had this conversation yesterday about innovation in this community, and we have a lot of great examples of how we're ahead of the curve in some areas, or we've been, you know, we've thought outside the box and we've had permission to do that. I think living in the community that we do, where we have innovation modeled in, from industry, from government, the social profit sector has also been able to explore and implement different strategies that other communities haven't been able to. Fuse Social actually came to be, the amalgamation of the three organizations came to be because of a multi-sectoral approach to social innovation that existed here called Social Prosperity Wood Buffalo from, I think it's 2011 through 2014-15. And really that... I haven't really come across a lot of organizations such as ours either. I mean, we work very closely with organizations such as the Edmonton Chamber of Voluntary Organizations, Calgary Chamber, things like that. But that's just one facet of what we do. We're much more multidisciplinary than some of those other organizations who also do tremendous work. So, no, I think we're very innovative. And I think I'd like to think that we're very necessary in ensuring that our sector is the best it can be, and I do believe that we have a very strong, healthy social profit sector that needs our support and needs the community's support.
We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to continue our talk with Chantel Beaver of Fuse Social and Dan Edwards with the Wood Buffalo Food Bank.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper and Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper and Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me in studio is Chantel Beaver with Fuse Social and Dan Edwards with the Wood Buffalo Food Bank. All right. Well, you mentioned it just a little bit ago, Chantel, that we're here to talk about Convergence. I don't know who wants to take it away, but for those who don't know, what is Convergence?
So Convergence is, it's not a nonprofit event. It's actually a cross-sectoral event. It's for business. It's for industry. It's for the nonprofit sector. For all of us to get into a room and sort of hear each other's needs. And again, collaborate, work together, hear what the struggles are in the business sector that we as the nonprofit sector can come and help with, how we can work together to promote each other. You know, our clients are your customer base, our staff are your customer base. How can we work together and hear what your needs are? And really, it's to kind of get the idea of the event is get the pulse of the community. It's a snapshot kind of point in time. Everything is changing. We're constantly in flux, but getting a snapshot and a moment where all of these groups are coming together to learn, to share, and grow to work together.
Yeah, I think you captured that quite well, Dan. And Convergence, so the first Convergence actually happened back in 2013. And at that time, as you anyone listening and anyone in the room knows, we were a very different state. Our community was in a very different state, and Convergence was a two-day summit, and I got kicked off with the premier, and it was quite wonderful. It's evolved over the years, and it's been multiple formats. This year being an evening event, a dinner, and it is going to function to bring those sectors together so that, I mean, the theme of the event is better together, and it's as much as a buzzword as collaboration is, it really, the event is meant to drive home the importance of knowing what's happening in other people's backyards and other sectors' mm-hmm. backyards so that we effectively can function as a community. And none of us can function without the other. And the very nature of prosperity and social prosperity and community good, it's a triad of social good, of environmental good, of business good, and it represents all of that. Mm-hmm. And we really hope that this year it serves as a catalyst to be a jumping off point for networking as well as collaboration, so that we can get through some very difficult times that we're experiencing mm-hmm. right now with Buffalo.
It kind of seems like this event really is, you know, eliminating the so-called middleman mm-hmm. where if the food bank, you could reach out to somebody maybe with industry, like talk to your higher ups. This is like, get that middleman out, and now we're all in the same room. Let's actually sit down and have a conversation about this.
Exactly that. Yeah, it's, you know, we can, and we've kind of talked about it today, we forever worked in silos, and silos aren't working anymore. We need to really work together, and it's no longer just the nonprofits all, you know, talk to each other, and then a couple kind of go talk to, like, we want everyone in the room mm-hmm. talking to each other and learning from each other and seeing the value that we all bring to the table.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned it's like a dinner event this year?
It is, yeah. So it's being held on March 26th at SACPOT, Suncor Center for Performing Arts. And it is a ticketed event. However, we will never see anyone who needs to be or wants to be at that event go without, and we will eliminate any barriers we can. If persons or businesses sector cannot purchase tickets, they can contact Fuse Social directly. And it's going to be about 3 hours. So the format of the event this year, we have performances from YMM Dance as our entertainment, which I'm quite excited about. We're actually going to be presenting, and I think we'll talk about this a little bit after the break, the Community Index of Wellbeing results, which was a research project that was conducted here in the community over the summer months to determine how are the people of Wood Buffalo. So we will be delivering those results. We'll have a multi-sectoral panel speak as well, so we have each sector present, having a representative of each sector present, you know, how is industry, how is economic development, social profit, health, policing, and then we'll have a Q&A for the audience there to be able to ask questions to those respective sectors. And finally, we will present those Canadian Index of Wellbeing results, of course, and our keynote speaker, Blythe Butler, will be joining us to talk about the power of networking and evaluating your network. Overall, I think it'll be a wonderful evening. Of course, we've engaged some of our finest local caterers to ensure we have a good meal, and we always come together over food, and it's a traditional gathering, and we hope that we're able to facilitate some really great conversation that evening.
Mm-hmm. How many sectors are a part of this? Obviously, we're talking about the nonprofit mm-hmm. sector, the social profit, we've mentioned industry, but what other sectors are going to be a part of this event?
So the panel have representatives. Dan, you might have to jump in here at some point. So we have industry, business, Kevin, the CEO of Economic Development on behalf of that, the Regional Municipality of Wood Buffalo, the social sector, policing, health, and...
It's a big panel.
It's a big panel. It's very encompassing.
I think we did hit all of those, and maybe there'll be a bonus surprise.
Yeah.
sort of thing. Everyone likes surprises.
Yeah. yeah.
Okay, and can you kind of like touch a little bit more on, you know, the networking? Obviously, we have the panel, we have the performances, but how is it like, you're disencouraged if you think that there's a partnership maybe with, say, someone at the municipality, you just kind of go up and, you know, talk with them? Like, how is the networking going to be working?
Well, given that it's a seated dinner event, so it's going to be encouraged that you don't sit with...
You mingle, yeah.
you don't sit with your people, you know, yeah. Do the old, like... yep, I know these five people. As much as I know them, I'm going to go sit at this table where I don't know anyone, mm-hmm. and or I only know one person there kind of thing, to really delve that networking and getting to talk to people, as well as there will be, you know, the events, you know, coming ahead of the event and having, you know, just a little network mingling while we're getting ready to get started, as well as there's going to be a 20-minute break while they're okay. kind of getting the stage reset and whatnot for people to get up and, mm-hmm. and mingle again and just sort of mm-hmm. Network with each other.
All right.
Yeah, I think we had talked, I had mentioned earlier that the format of the event kind of evolves year over year depending on the needs and yeah. Abilities of the community. And this year, I would say that the networking is, the event is a jumping off point to make sure that the networking is happening in the community so that we know where our touch points are in the other sectors, who are our people to reach out to, et cetera. So the networking, and this is something that we will be intentionally evaluating, we hope is something that happens mm-hmm. after that evening, as in addition to, you know, the formal piece the evening of.
We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to finish our talk of Chantel Beaver with View Social and Dan Edwards with the Wood Buffalo Food Bank.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me in studio is Dan Edwards with the Wood Buffalo Food Bank and Chantel Beaver with View Social. We have just a little bit of time left, and Chantel, yeah. I know you mentioned it earlier, but the Community Wellbeing Index that Few Social mm-hmm. Put on, you kind of touched on it a little bit, but for mm-hmm. those who don't know, what was this index, and I guess what was the point?
Yeah, of course. So the Community Index of Wellbeing first took place here as a collaboration, if Few Social is a part of that, in 2014, and it was a measure of how the community was doing at the time. So not your typical type of question. So we're looking at things that make up well-being. How much time do you get to spend with your family? Many times a week are you home to eat dinner with your family? How important is that to you? It's not just your census information of how many people are living in your household, what are your incomes, because those are indicators of well-being as well. But it's really getting into the things that we can really affect on the ground. So this was a collaborative effort with the municipality, Alberta Health through the Health Foundation, OSCA for industry, Suncor, Syncor, et cetera. And we did that over the period of a number of months in the spring and summer of 2019. We contracted researchers who do this index throughout Canada from the University of Waterloo. So they have the data. They're analyzing the data. I've seen some of the raw data, and the actual report will get released the night of Convergence. And I think it'll be a game changer for no matter what sector you in, and you need to know who your people are. You need to know how your community is doing and how you can affect that, how you can be a part of that, and how that affects you. So I think, you know, we're definitely going to see some themes in there. No surprise around mental health. We'll see some themes in there with the downturn of the economy and how that's impacting families and individuals. And I'm not going to give it all away, but I encourage you to come out and hear it. And certainly after that event, we will make the results more publicly accessible. But we did have a really good participation in that survey. We feel like the data is very solid. And we hope that we are able to use that data, not just in the nonprofit sector, but in the various sectors to ensure that our employees, our families, our friends, our neighbors are healthy and well, and we're able to support one another and have the best community that we possibly can.
Was there a specific demographic for this index, or just?
It was all of Wood Buffalo. Yeah, so we tried to target each household in Wood Buffalo. We mm-hmm. encouraged one member per household to complete that. So with the with the response rate. Anyone who knows academics and research, a response rate of about 10% is where you aim for a community. And so that's what our goal was. We got about, our results are very comparable in terms of number of individuals who participated to 2014, when we actually had a larger population. So it's more representative. So yeah, we're really excited to be able to launch those results. And I think that there's going to be some things that are of no surprise whatsoever. And there's going to be some things that are like, hey, we actually are doing pretty good with that. We've moved the mark. So some affirmation in there as well. It's not all doom and gloom. So I encourage you to come out and hear those. And if you aren't able to come out to Convergence, again, reach out to Fuse Social or any of those partnering organizations post-event, and we'll get you those results.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's all the time we have, unfortunately, guys. But I know our main talk was about Convergence. So again, for those who are just maybe tuning in, when is the event again? The 26th?
The 26th. And tickets are available on the Mac calendar or by visiting Fuse Social Facebook page. It'll take you there. And again, if there is a barrier to access due to financial constraints, please reach out to Fuse Social and we'll help you navigate that.
All right. Well, Chantel, Dan, thank you so much for coming in and talking about Convergence and your organizations.
Thank you.
Now, that's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune into Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode?
Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.